The Osgood Files, sponsored by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The opioid epidemic is still a problem in this country. Purdue Pharma, which makes the opioid painkiller OxyContin, has settled numerous lawsuits, but the problem hasn't gone away. Instead, it's fallen into the lap of cities like Everett.
Everett, Washington is littered with camps filled with makeshift tents and the tools heroin addicts use to get high.
So it, too, is suing. More after this from Charlie. President Trump launched a commission to fight opioid addiction on Tuesday, chaired by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who signed a state law that puts a five-day limit on initial opioid prescriptions.
The president and I both agree that addiction is a disease, and it's a disease that can be treated.
But that doesn't help Everett, Washington, which is still picking up the pieces and the needles. CBS's Kenneth Craig got a firsthand look.
Sometimes it's really difficult to stay clean.
Social worker Caitlin Dowd says it's become an epidemic.
I just saw it. I mean, there's a whole trail. Needles and baggies and spoons and
foils, all that stuff. So it's everywhere.
It was the LA Times that traced Everett's epidemic to a former gang member who had started dealing OxyContin in such large amounts that prosecutors concluded there's no way the drug company couldn't have known and decided to go to court. Everett Mayor Ray Stephenson.
They give corporations a bad name, and they've affected lives. People have died, and they need to be held accountable, and I believe they will be.
Purdue says they look forward to presenting the facts in court, but Everett's mayor hopes they'll lose. He needs the money to treat the people who got addicted to its product.
I believe it's about greed, and they need to be held accountable to make our community whole.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.